On a dark evening in January 1993, a 14-year-old girl noticed a man following her. Afterward, she told investigators that he had pulled her behind the dugouts at Ketchikan High School's baseball field and raped her. She told police the man threatened to kill her if she said anything about the assault. She called the police anyway. But Ketchikan's acting deputy police chief, Andy Berenson, says the assailant was a stranger, making the investigation much more difficult. The
Ketchikan Police Department worked it diligently, ran down every tip, every suspect, every subject that they could develop as a suspect or a potential suspect, and just weren't able to get anywhere with that investigation.
It was a shock to the community, Berenson says. Attacks like that are rare, especially in a small island town like Ketchikan, but the crime went unsolved for decades. Now, police say they've cracked the case with new DNA evidence. Michael J. Williams, a 52-year-old Saxman man, is accused of raping the unnamed teenager on Dudley Field.
This is as serious as it gets.
That's District Attorney Timothy McGillicuddy speaking during Williams' first court appearance on Friday. Williams faces two charges, first-degree sexual assault and second-degree sexual abuse of a minor. He has not yet entered a plea. So how did police come to believe Williams was behind the 1993 assault? As part of the initial investigation, medical professionals collected samples from the survivor's body in a sexual assault kit. Some 11 years later, in 2004, after advances in DNA forensics, KPD's Berenson says that sexual assault kit was tested at the Alaska State Crime Lab.
Analyzed to the point where they could actually develop a full, genetic profile.
While police say the sample did turn up male DNA, it didn't match any profiles in the FBI's database, a dead end. Another 17 years passed. Then, this year, Berenson says a years-old DNA sample collected by another law enforcement agency was tested as part of a statewide push. The named suspect in that case was Michael Williams, and there was a hit. That DNA was similar to the sample collected in the 1993 Dudley Field case, according to court filings. After getting a search warrant, Berenson says he took a sample from Williams last week, and it matched the 1993 profile. Williams was arrested the next day. Berenson says it's the first time in his 20-year career he's seen an arrest in a case this cold in Ketchikan. He says a recent push by the Alaska legislature to test backlogged sexual assault kits around the state made it possible. And he says he hopes ending the backlog of sexual assault kits and other DNA evidence can help provide justice for sexual assault survivors and other crime victims.
And that's the goal here, is that when people go through a situation like this, sometimes a person is known to them, sometimes they're not, and sometimes this is the only way to provide any form of identification in this type or other types of crime.
Advocates are applauding the arrest. The executive director of Anchorage-based Standing Together Against Rape, Keely Olson, says it's validating for anyone who's come forward to report a sexual assault or rape.
I just think this is fantastic news. It's got to be really powerful for the survivor to know that this person has been identified and is no longer a potential threat to them. I think that's something that for a lot of folks, it's always kind of hanging over their head.
She says she'd like to see the state shorten the time it takes to test each kit, and she says she supports the Department of Public Safety's efforts to create an assault kit tracking system to provide optional updates for survivors. Williams has not yet entered a plea. During his first appearance, he said there's little chance of him leaving town pending trial.
There's no flight risk. I have too strong ties to the community. My mother lives here, nieces, nephews.
Prosecutors asked Magistrate Judge Amy Schultz for $500,000 bail. She set it at $350,000. He's in custody pending a bail review hearing currently scheduled for Wednesday. Williams did not address the sexual assault allegations at his first court appearance. That is typical for felony cases. A preliminary hearing in the case is scheduled for Friday. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.